Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Stay frosty, Denver. Here's 1043thefan.com's Cecil Lennie.
1043thefan.com's James Marilat joins us, presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. James, my man, what is up? Your free agency preview has begun at 1043thefan.com. You always love these larger-than-life projects, my friend. And you started with the quarterbacks. You want to talk about large. There's a lot of quarterback conversation here in your free agency preview at 1043thefan.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's as crazy a quarterback class as you've ever seen in free agency. And, I mean, that's putting it mildly when, you know, you've got guys like Tom Brady in there, Phillip Rivers. I included Drew Brees, but it was kind of with an asterisk because I think he's either going to retire or go back to the Saints. But technically, he's a free agent. I mean, that's all-time greats. That's two guys that are surefire Hall of Famers, maybe three. It sets up for an interesting class, and the way those dominoes could fall, depending on where some of those guys go, could make for just a completely crazy offseason. I don't think the Broncos are in the mix for any of those kind of players. There's guys too who could still become available that currently aren't. You know, the Cam Newtons, the Andy Daltons. Once Carolina and Cincinnati go a different direction at quarterback, but.
Right.
To me, I think the Broncos are best suited to just figure out, hey, who's somebody that we can bring in that can be a backup for Drew Lock. The last thing you want to have is somebody who's kind of making Drew Lock look over his shoulder and make him think that, hey, I have a couple of bad games. They might go with this guy. I think you want to have a Brandon Allen type if you're going young, who he's a free agent, or, and fans may not like to hear this, but a Case Keenum type that would be able to back him up as a veteran. That would be a perfect recipe for the Broncos in 2020.
Yeah, knows the Shermer offense. It'd be easy, yep. Right? And he'd be that backup. But you scared me with the final guy that you didn't bring up yet in Trevor Siemian, because you remember it, James. And I will forever have the scarlet letter of being the guy that said you should play the first round pick. Okay, I own up to that. I talk about it probably way too much. But I can't shy away from that, right? I know Peyton Manning said I could predict the future, but I missed on Paxton Lynch. But I know this. I didn't want Trevor Siemian to play, yet you remember this fan base, James. Like, if Siemian were to be brought back, is that safe enough for Locke, or will we get the Siemianites again? Locke throws a couple of picks, and now here comes the callers. Let's put in Trevor. Would that happen again?
Well, potentially, and that's a very fair thing to worry about, and I do think that's a risk. And look, I don't think it's just the fans, and I don't think it's just the callers. I was right there with you when it came to Paxton Lynch, and you know I've been labeled as a Paxton Lynch believer, and I was like, no, I never said the kid could play. It just makes more sense to play the first round pick who has some upside rather than a guy who's the HOV lane to nowhere. Like, where were you going with Trevor Siemian? It's just silly. But the same reason two different coaches fell in love with Trevor Siemian was, great at the whiteboard, man. He knows the offense. He's not going to go out there and mess it up. And, you know, I do worry when you have a defensive-minded head coach who, you know, therefore, in my mind, is going to be inevitably conservative. But, boy, if you start having a quarterback who turns the ball over, you know, three times in back-to-back games, is he not tempted to go with, yeah, you know, I know Trev isn't going to, you know, light the world on fire, but, boy, he's going to be, you know, he's going to be steady. That is a risk. I think that's a risk with any veteran quarterback they bring in, though. If it's Case Keenum, Josh McCown, whoever it is, I think that would be a temptation for Vic Fangio if things start going bad. That's why if you're a guy who just wants to see him go with Drew Lock, come hell or high water, no matter how he plays for 16 games, Brandon Allen's the guy you want to have as the backup here.
Right.
You know, he's been here. They're familiar with him. Look, if he has to play a half because Drew Lock gets dinged at the end of the second quarter. You know, Brandon Allen can go out there and play. He was fine against the Browns. He was pretty darn good for a half against the Vikings. Do you want him to play three straight weeks? No, but can he keep the train at least on the tracks for a short term? Sure. So, you know, I think if you're a Broncos fan, at least for 2020, when you really do just, you want to spend the season finding out what you have in Drew Lock. Maybe you go 12-4, maybe you go 4-12. No idea. But you have to find out that answer once and for all. Then a guy like Brandon Allen is really who you should be rooting for as the backup quarterback.
He's James Marilat from 104.3thefan.com. His Broncos 2020 free agency preview began with quarterbacks. Check it out, 104.3thefan.com. Sign up for the Denver Sports Daily. It's our free daily newsletter. Hot and fresh, the latest news and opinions right to your inbox. It is the Denver Sports Daily at 104.3thefan.com. I will assume, James, although it's very dangerous, that your next free agency preview is going to be running backs. And the reason I bring that up is because Sandy Clough on our free agency fever board has Melvin Gordon as a free agent target for the Denver Broncos. I think that's very interesting. Gordon will obviously be on your list. Yep. How realistic is that? Should we start thinking that way?
Well, you know, Gordon's going to be interesting because, you know, he had the down year because he held out and missed, you know, all of the offseason, all of training camp, all of preseason, the first, what, three or four games of the year. Austin Eckler kind of became not the guy necessarily with L.A., but, you know, certainly was getting a lot of playing time. And Gordon just never seemed to quite get right. He did have 8 touchdowns, which he's always had a nose for the end zone. But if the price was right, I think it's a really interesting option because he's a guy, when he plays, when he's not dealing with the holdout, he's basically 1,000 yards rushing and 500 yards receiving. Man, that's a pretty good fit for the Pat Shurmur offense. And, you know, he's a three-down back.
Right.
You know, I know Philip Lindsay's working on trying to catch the ball and be a better receiver out of the backfield, but it's just something that up to this point in his career hasn't been his forte, and he's just not an every-down back, both in terms of the ability to catch the ball and then just run the ball that many times a game, a 20-plus carry per game kind of guy. Melvin Gordon is that. So I just have no idea what his price tag would be. You would probably know better than me. And, you know, if it gets up into the, you know, 10 million plus, like, hey, why are you spending that on running back when you got Philip Lindsay and you can just, you know, go that route and it's a heck of a lot more economical. But if the number was right, man, he's a good fit in terms of an every down back that you can give it to 20 times a game and throw him the football in the passing game. Pretty tempting name, really.
Yeah, because if Philip Lindsay goes down, you got Bumpkiss. You got nothing.
Exactly.
So, might need to think that way. James Marilat, 104.3thefan.com. Sign up for that Denver Sports Daily. I'm writing about Byron Jones tonight, and the reason I do that is because, well, people are acting like this whole Byron Jones is breaking news stuff. I said it at the Senior Bowl on the drive. Like, Byron Jones seems to be a top target for the Denver Broncos. That's the buzz. There's the Lassie bark, whatever you want. Like, okay, is that a dangerous game, though, James? Because they're going to make this guy the highest-paid corner from this class, because there's not much out there other than Chris Harris Jr., who they could negotiate with right now. So I know you're a free agency preview. You will get to corners. I'm writing about Byron Jones and, you know, what I tweeted out earlier. I'm writing about that tonight for our website, 104.3thefan.com. But would you just rather pay CHJ, or would you pay a lot more for a guy who's 4 years younger and, you know, a top-5 corner in the league?
Well, I mean, if you put it that way, I'd probably pay the guy that's younger in top-5. But, you know, I think the younger isn't debatable. The top-5 maybe is.
Okay.
I would tend to go with, I'll take the devil I know versus the devil I don't know and just pay Chris Harris Jr. But this is a John Elway thing, man. He'd rather pay people to come in here as free agents than pay people who have been here. You know, Emmanuel Sanders was a really good signing. Was he significantly better than what Eric Decker was? Not really. Like, Eric Decker probably would have put up similar kind of numbers if he'd have stayed and kept playing with Peyton Manning and been here. But, you know, Elway was willing to give Emmanuel Sanders the contract. He wasn't willing to give Eric Decker. The list goes on and on and on of guys he did that with. I mean, he hasn't paid that many of his draft picks. It's Von Miller. It's Derek Wolfe. It's Andy Janovich. That's about it. It's a pretty short list. I would probably go with the younger guy, go with the guy who's in his late, you know, mid to late 20s as opposed to someone who's in his early 30s. But, you know, guy who's been great here, career Bronco, going to be a Ring of Famer, still can play. Seems like a better gamble to me, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like something the Broncos might be tempted to do. The free agency
Than age.
Right, right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. The free agency preview has begun. 1043thefan.com. It is James Merrillat. James, my man, be good, and I will see you on Thursday.
All right, Cecil. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right. That was 1043thefan.com's James Merrillat, presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. Head to 1043thefan.com to read about the Broncos 2020 free agency preview. He started with quarterbacks, and oh my goodness, this is going to be incredible.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.